Hello.
Yes, sir.
How'd the news play?
Well, a medium, Sulzberger, was on. He returned to Europe, so he came back and got his legs in. But that was on ABC and NBC. CBS had Maxwell Taylor on. He did a very effective job. Mm-hmm. And made the points about the secret documents and how government must be able to communicate confidence and sort of downgrading the thing. But the Sulzberger thing sort of came against us a little bit. Howard K. Smith had an interesting editorial.
But in terms of Sulzberger, he's taking the time line.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, on film, he looked like a man who sort of was on his way to court. In other words, that's the impression that came over the tube. In other words, he looked sort of cornered. And although, you know, he was making the point that it was our opinion that by printing this material, American troops were endangered and it was not against the national security, he had sort of a defensive air about him, which I think played to our advantage. But this evening there was still a little bit of a focus on the censorship of
say the overall impression was what, negative then or positive?
Well, I'd say the overall impression to the public in relation to the situation was not negative toward us, but I wouldn't want to say it was positive. I'd say it was sort of in between, and it's sort of blurred.
That's all right.
Yes, sir. On ABC and NBC, it was blurred. On CBS, Maxwell Taylor did a very effective job, I thought.
What did Smith say?
Well, Smith made the point, as a reporter, I have to say that I think that material like this, when it falls in the hands of a publication, should be printed. He said that people lose sight of the fact that there are contingency plans. There must be contingency plans. And he said the New York Times report suggests that there was only one party to the conflict. He said you have to keep in mind that during this period, over the 4 years preceding this period, the communists were making a move of open aggression against South Vietnam. And he said that side of the story is not told. He said contingency plans must be developed by a government, and they were belatedly being developed by the United States government during this period in history. So he said he would reserve his judgment until the emotion of the moment cooled down. So I thought it was...
As far as the news, you don't think that changes our plan?
No, sir. I think we should still continue to assess it tomorrow, and then I think in Rochester, I think that would be a good format to put it in perspective, because also there will be the court testimony coming up here too, which will again put our
case. That will not be public.
I don't know if it is or not. It seemed to me from Martian that it would be.
Would be?
I'll have to check that again, but it was my impression in talking to Martian that it might be public. Because he was referring to the fact that McCumber was going to testify, and that that would be...
would testify where?
Well, in the
hearing. Proceeding?
Yes.
Well, he's a good man.
McCumber, yes.
He did a good job.
The material on the McGovern Hatfield, of course, played as a victory.
That get played?
Yes, sir. Played as a victory.
Did they all mention it?
Oh, absolutely. As a victory. CBS, again, I think it was CBS, had Dole on. And he was fairly effective.
What did he say?
Well, he made the point of the various amendments, the various 10 amendments that had been added, and that this was an unnecessary attempt to tie the presidency.
Did he tie it into the previous administration of the knowledge or not? Maybe he didn't carry that part of it.
I didn't see him make that point.
That's the point that needs to be made.
Yes, sir. We're checking, and we should have for you tomorrow the information, and they're also checking on the Korean War information.
Right.
The initial report I get is that none of the material from the Korean War has been published, and that although the State Department has declassified their documents relating to World War II up to 1946, they have not declassified intelligence information and covert operations during World War II. But we're pinning that down, and we are going to see if there is material from World War II that has not been declassified, which parallels the material that the New York Times has in relation to Vietnam.
Oh, we ought to have that. Just
we'll have that in the morning.
Just as sort of a backup position. Okay, well,
now, the Sun-Times thing, is I'm sure you recall, but I didn't. Apparently, the Sun-Times was about to print the movement of the Japanese fleet, which would have indicated that the United States had broken the code. And the United States government apparently obtained a sealed indictment against the Sun-Times at that time. But the government was checkmated because if we would have moved with the indictment, it would have indicated to the Japanese that we indeed had broken their code.
Of course, that was Mark Kern. It had to do with the situation.
That's right. But even in that case, they did not print the document. They simply were printing material that was contained in the document.
Well, I guess we got to tell them this good. Have any people in the Congress said anything about it, or they sort of
Well, I think they've been pretty well tied down with this McGovern Hatfield thing, which has blurred over a couple things today. We had some good victories in the House. For example, there was an attempt to either cut down or delete some ABM money, which lost today.
Good.
In the House. So that was a victory for it. But the Hill information was pretty well absorbed by the
McGovern-Hatfield. Well, the McGovern-Hatfield thing is a significant thing.
Yes, sir. And in all cases, it was referred to as a victory for the administration against the attempts to set a date. And as many suggest, out of President's hands.
Okay.
Okay, sir.